This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New York Magazine, long known as a cultural touchstone and pioneer in the magazine journalism world, is going biweekly. Editor-in-Chief Adam Moss said in a statement the publication will place a greater emphasis on its digital efforts. The magazine also said the biweekly print version will be thicker than the current weekly, featuring more columns and a new fashion section. Joining us to talk about New York Magazine's changes is Brooke Gladstone, managing editor and host of On the Media, produced here at WNYC and distributed nationally by NPR. Hi, Brooke.
Hi.
Brooke, this is just the latest example of newspapers, magazines having trouble garnering ad revenue. What do you make out of New York Magazine going every other week?
Well, I think that the sounds of sorrow may be a little bit overwrought. I love David Carr, but he wrote that this represents the end of an era and underscores the dreary economics of print and its diminishing role in a future that's already here.
This is David Carr in the New York Times.
Yes. And, you know, certainly it's true that there's a diminishing role for print, but whether this actually underscores that is not necessarily the case.
Why not?
I mean, well, for one thing, New York Magazine hasn't been 52 issues a year for a long time. It was 42 issues a year. Okay, so now it's going to be going to 26 issues a year plus three additional issues that are devoted to the best doctors, the annual gift guide, and a food and drink issue. Okay, so those issues will be there. They'll be bigger. And so we'll still be able to get our hands on the kind of pieces of paper that we think we'll want to save or put on the shelf, guides, things like that. Now, in the meantime, its web presence has been enormous, even as its print revenue has dropped. And this, I should say, is still a profitable magazine. I mean, according to the New York Times, going biweekly would save about $3.5 million. It doesn't say over what period that is. And the All noted that New York Magazine made over $81 million in the first half of 2013 on print advertising alone.
Right. Meanwhile, that same article in the Times pointing out that New York Magazine's print ad revenue has dropped by 9%. Meanwhile, digital revenue growing 15% year over year. So clearly they're going to go where the dollars are. Tell me what the web presence is of New York Magazine now that's generating all that interest.
Essentially, what they've been able to do is create a bunch of magazines online that would be pretty much impossible in print, at least these days. It has Vulture, which is culture, The Cut, which is fashion. It has Grub Street, which is food. And all of them are frequently visited. My daughter, who works in Hollywood, says that she checks out Vulture every single day, practically, and she's never even laid hands on a print issue, at least since she left home.
What do you make of New York Magazine enhancing its digital presence as a business model, though? Can they make money online?
Why not? I mean, we already know that the online revenue is increasing, and that it increases from year to year to year. We also know that even at the New York Times, the online revenue has exceeded the print revenue, hasn't made up for it by any means, but is exceeding it. People are gradually getting used to paying for content online, or advertisers are getting used to paying better for online advertising. And although New York Magazine was and has been a cultural touchstone, it isn't because it was on paper.
No hint made by Adam Moss that they would develop a paywall, but do you think that that's down the line?
It's not likely, I think. They have a lot of advertising. I mean, the important thing is the content. I still believe that's the case. I mean, this magazine was founded by Milton Glaser and Clay Felker in 1968 to compete with The New Yorker. It was an incubator for new journalism, publishing Tom Wolfe, Jimmy Breslin, Nora Ephron, now Frank Rich and John Heilman. These are writers that are brash and that represent that sort of old-time spirit of those brash early days. Look, New York Magazine took one at the National Magazine Award Magazine of the Year in 2013. And under Adam Moss, who became editor in 2004, it's won 24 National Magazine Awards, more than any other publication in the time period, not just Magazine of the Year, General Excellence in Print, 3 for Excellence Online, and so on. Now, Adam Moss is a very influential editor, and I would assume that where he goes, others may follow.
Brooke Gladstone is the managing editor and host of On the Media, produced here at WNYC. Thank you so much, Brooke.
You're welcome.
This is WNYC.